Sounds like the Blaine House hunkered down and weathered the storm well. Maine Governor Paula Page, welcome back to the George Hill Rick Tyler Show, sir.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here. We survived it.
Yeah, we survived another one. We've survived many of them. Good morning, yeah. Governor.
Coming back to today, too, I guess. There's another one hitting us, what, tonight or tomorrow?
Wednesday night into Thursday.
Yeah, yeah. It's, yeah.
6 to 10, maybe.
Yeah, it's. Yeah. We've learned how to snow. It's not going to stop.
In Aroostook County, we call that August.
Yeah.
Mm.
Governor, you know, things are fairly quiet right now. A couple of things. Yesterday, MEMA was quite busy. The Department of Transportation had to, I guess, take their trucks off the highways for a while. I know you were in contact with MEMA throughout the day. Was there any, did we come close to having to declare an emergency yesterday?
George, it's winter in Maine. You got to go a long way to declare an emergency. I mean, we have these occasionally. We just, they're momentary, and we just move on. I don't think it was an emergency. Well, I think it was just winter in Maine.
Well, I was kind of surprised that they, you know, the visibility was so bad that they had to take some of the plows off the highway. And it turned out that I guess we have openings in the highway department, do we?
Well, we have openings everywhere. I mean, there's always at least 100 jobs in state government that's looking to be filled every single day. So, we have openings. Maine government doesn't pay as well as some of the communities, particularly down south. So we bring them in, we get CDLs, and they're gone in 6 months. But that's just something we've come to live with. People talk about property taxes. Well, let me tell you something. Many local communities pay better wages than the state or the private sector. So, welcome to your property taxes.
What would declaring an emergency actually do? Usually I've heard that when you declare an emergency, you might be eligible for federal funds to help down the road. Now, maybe it's going to be we need help in cleaning up some of the snow and removing it. But declaring an emergency just because of DOT trucks needing to come off the road or state police vehicles coming off the road.
I think an emergency, like a couple of years ago, Massachusetts had an emergency where they had to literally go out and get some equipment to come in and melt snow because they had no place to put the snow. Now, that can be an emergency. But, you know, the wind blowing at 35, 40 miles an hour in February in the state of Maine, I think you just get off the road and wait a while and then get back out and fix the problem. I mean, it's just I just didn't see that as a major emergency.
Okay. I guess next town meeting coming tomorrow?
Yep. We're going to be having them. I think it's in Falmouth, Yarmouth, or somewhere down south. We're going to be concentrating in the south. I think it's time to go to the belly of the beast and start to explain to people that paying transmission and distribution costs on electricity for one special little industry is really not proper for all Mainers, particularly when Mainers are getting hit by the elderly are fighting to stay in their homes. And here we are giving lining the pockets of the solar industry, which reminds me, wasn't Mr. Tipping part of the solar industry as well?
I'll check on that. The governor is referring to a news release that came to us.
Read it while we were, I was waiting to get on air. I was reading it.
It came in at 7:07. Let me read for listeners. This came from the Maine Republican Party, and here's the headline on this news release. Documents reveal House Taxation Committee Chair paid $9,000 by Tax Hike Referendum Group. Here's the subheadline. GOP chair calls on House Democrats to reassign Representative Tipping and for Tipping to recuse himself from issue of 3% income tax increase.
I go one step further. I think he should resign.
The heart of this, let me read the first two, three paragraphs. The Maine Republican Party today is exposing a financial connection between the House chair of the Maine Legislature's Taxation Committee and the group that funded the 3% income tax hike in the November election. We are bringing this information into the public eye because the people deserve to know, said Maine GOP Chairman Demi, I do not know to me, I do not know this person. I have not met them. I do not know how to pronounce their name. So I'm just going to move on.
Demi, yeah, she's the a dentist down Southern Maine who's now taken over as the party chair.
At issue are campaign finance documents revealing Representative Ryan Tipping, Democrat of Orono, formerly known as Tipping Spitz, was paid $9,000 by citizens who support Maine's public schools, an official political action committee, for the Yes on Two question. They point out that in 2016, Representative Tipping's legislative salary was $9,982. By taking payments from this teachers' union-funded PAC, he nearly doubled his salary, and the sum of $9,000 is 24 times the limit on a contribution to a general election candidate. And they think that Mr. Tipping, formerly Mr. Tipping Spitz, should not be House chair of the Maine Legislature's Taxation Committee, especially if they're going to be dealing with now this 3% income tax hike.
Yeah, I go one step further. People like that don't, that's the kind of corruption I've been after for years and years and years. Some people say it's not corruption, it's just a business as usual, but I call that the utmost corruption. You're turning your back on the constituent you're supposed to serve. And, you know, like everybody else, he has a constituent that's struggling on fixed incomes, and here he is enriching himself with the teachers union. Shame on him.
I noticed that the press jumped on the comment you made about the PUC and suggesting that maybe the members of the PUC resign. These were appointed by you.
That's correct. George, let me apologize to the Maine people. Listen, I try to make the best appointments possible. We all make mistakes. And I will say this. I asked the PUC to do one thing. Lower the cost, but do not harm the environment. And they've taken us from the 12th highest energy cost in America to the 11th highest in America. They have failed their jobs. I have failed by not putting the right people in there. And yes, I wish they'd all resign.
The PUC is always a fairly controversial agency. And Governor, when you...
No. They failed. Their responsibility was lower the cost of energy, lower the cost of people's electricity, but do no harm to the environment. That was a simple little process, and they failed.
Have you heard back from any of them?
Oh, I've heard back. I've heard back from the chair, and in all due respect, he's a wonderful, smart guy, but when it comes to energy, he's bought into the special interest.
Well, that's interesting. How do they're appointed by you, but they cannot be removed? Is that the answer?
That is correct.
Okay.
So once you appoint them, you got to be careful. And now there's one coming back up for reappointment, and I'm looking for a new PUC commissioner.
Okay.
Was there any progress? It was difficult to unravel what exactly this latest ruling from the PUC was about solar energy. And
what they did, basically, is they caved into the special interest. The special interest can't make solar energy, the excess energy they generate, is saleable. And I'm all for that. I don't have a problem with that. But they should be selling it at the rates that we're paying for generation of electricity. Well, if they do that, they can't pay off their solar panel for too many years. I think it's over 20 years. They want their money faster. So they're not only allowing them to sell the excess energy, but they're paying them for the transmission and distribution of that energy to the next user. But that's what CMP and Emera get paid for. I mean, we're a deregulated system on the generation side. This is the regulated side of it, and they're getting paid for that as well. So everybody that's buying electricity in Maine until the year 2042 are going to be paying for distribution twice, the transmission and distribution of solar power twice. And I just think it's wrong. It's caving to the special interest. It's all about lining their pockets so that they can make their industry that doesn't stand on its own two feet survive. And I just think that they were asked to not do any harm. Not only did they did harm, we are now the 11th highest energy cost in America, and I will do every ounce of my energy to prevent them from getting us in the top 10.
Listener asks if you'd be interested in appointing Jim LeBrecq to the PUC.
I am strongly considering it. The problem with Jim is he'd probably have difficulty getting confirmed. And the problem with that is if they don't get confirmed, the person that stays there, the person appointed will stay there, and that's just not appropriate. But this is going to be a big issue because I am telling you, not only am I doing that, but I'm removing some of the authority I've given to some of the members. It's just awful. This is the worst decision I've ever seen. I thought the previous decision was one of the worst they ever made on the biomass. They gave, instead of giving one contract, they split it in two and gave two contracts, which was it virtually going to destroy the industry. But that's okay. They don't understand biomass. I let them pass on that one. But then the solar one is just outrageous. I just cannot believe that I even know people that would have done that.
Well, it's been getting away the storm and a few other things going on, Governor. It's always nice to talk to you tomorrow night.
George, the sad thing is we are losing our industrial base and our manufacturing base. I have got maybe 90 letters from businesses saying, help us with energy, help us with electricity costs. They're too high, and this is what they do.
Okay.
Maine Governor Paul LePage in the Blaine House. We appreciate your time on the PDQ or telephone line. We look forward to talking with you next Tuesday, sir.
Yes, sir. And if you really know how I really feel about solar, I'll call you back.
I don't think we
I think we're pretty
call.
Clear.
I think you made it clear.
It's as clear as the sun and the... never mind.